Welcome to TwinFluence, the podcast. We're identical twins, business partners, and best friends. Every episode will bring you deeper into our lives and give you a behind-the-scenes look at our social media business, life as twinfluencers, and our unique twin relationship. Get ready to get raw and real. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Liana.
And this is TwinFluence, the podcast.
All right, you guys, welcome back to TwinFluence, the podcast. This is our sixth episode. In this episode, we're going to be talking to you a lot about our postpartum experiences, what our decision has been when it comes to bottle feeding versus breastfeeding, Botox, lip filler, cannabis, all that stuff in postpartum, just a bunch of different stuff on that topic. And, you know, we've been asked a lot of different questions in regards to our postpartum journeys, how it's been working for us. And I just really wanted to address all that today.
Yeah, so let's do this.
The first thing I kind of wanted to touch upon today, and I think it's really important, is the whole topic of breastfeeding, because Jackie and I have gotten a lot of questions in regards to, are we breastfeeding? Are we bottle feeding? Yada, yada, yada. I'll post something on Facebook, or sorry, on Instagram, where in my story where I'm having a glass of wine, and I'll get questions on if I'm pumping and dumping or whatever it is. So let's get going and let's just address this head on. I'm sure a lot of you know now, and if some of you don't, Jackie and I are both bottle feeding. We are not breastfeeding. And the reason why we came to this, Jack, you can kind of go into a little bit like why you kind of wanted to, because I feel like we have similar reasons. And yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think there's a few different reasons why I decided to bottle feed. And even during the process of like the pregnancy getting to where we are now, it took us a while to figure out if we were going to breastfeed, if we weren't. There are points where Liana was like, you wanted to breastfeed, I didn't, and then I wanted to and you didn't. And we went back and forth a lot. We talked a lot about it. We did a lot of research on what our options were and different formulas and how it would work. And ultimately for me, there was a few different reasons why I chose not to breastfeed. And first and foremost, I've talked so much about cannabis with you guys. I've been waiting to even really talk about it on Instagram since like I, you know, had my baby, because I wanted to address this first. And, you know, you speak to so many different people. Some people say that you can consume cannabis and breastfeed, or CBD and breastfeed, whatever. At least everyone does what works for them. But for me, there's just not enough research. So I just felt like for me personally, it was a good decision for me not to breastfeed if I was going to start medicating with cannabis and CBD again. And I will tell you guys that I have been medicating with cannabis and CBD again since I had my baby, but my relationship with cannabis is a little bit different in the sense the way that I consume it is different. Like, I'm not smoking joints. Like, on New Year's Eve, I actually smoked my first joint. My parents were there. Jordan was there. They all were there just in case, like, you know, the baby obviously needed some, like, you know, there are people around to.
But you want to be responsible, 100%.
Yeah, exactly. But other than that, like, I'm doing it very medicinally, very small doses, you know, through oils and things like that. And it's been really great. And I'm feeling amazing so far in my postpartum, like in this whole experience. And yeah, I'm tired. And there are moments that obviously are frustrating. And, you know, but ultimately, I'm having such a positive experience.
Yeah, I will say, I definitely noticed, like, over the past, let's say, like, 5-10 years, I don't know, when you started, like, smoking cannabis, and we've talked before how with Jackie and me, how for Jackie, it's always been a little bit more medicinal, and for me, it's been more recreational when it comes to cannabis, and I definitely will say in the past, you know, like, 5 years ago, we would, like, you know, you'd smoke more cannabis, whatever, but now, in your postpartum, and especially also, I'm sure it had to do with being sober for 9 months while you were pregnant, I definitely see a huge difference in regards to your consumption. I can see it's really strictly medicinal, and I think it's amazing.
Well, yeah, this really changed everything for me. I mean, I'm still going to smoke joints here and there recreationally, but just right now, it really, like, you know, I got to take care of my child. I need to be on it. And I don't know, I have such a great relationship with cannabis, and I really do use it in a medicinal way. And I can't wait to start like my workouts again, because that's when everything is just going to like come together. You know, I'll be, you know, like 100% using all the tools available to me for my mental health, you know? So it's been such a good journey so far. And anyway, so the cannabis is the first thing, but there's other reasons as well. Number two.
Yeah. So I wanted to kind of get into that. Sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
A little bit there, but I remember, so when Jackie and I both found out we were pregnant back in April of 2019. Oh my God, I can't believe it's 2020. Back in April of 2019, I first was like, I think I'm going to breastfeed. And I just, you know, before we get into this, I just want to say one thing. You know, this whole podcast is not about what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, what's good, what's wrong. There is, in my opinion, there is no right or wrong. It's what works for you. And, you know, Jackie and I really weren't sure if we even wanted to talk about the breastfeeding situation or the topic, because I was really concerned that there'd be a lot of negative messages and a lot of hate. And we just, you know what, there's so many people, I've gotten a lot of DMs from mothers who have sent me messages saying, you know, I like, thank you for being open about your journey. And, you know, I wish mothers that, you know, there were influencers like you who would advocate for people who choose not to breastfeed or who choose to breastfeed or whatever it is. And really, ultimately, the whole point of this is that it's not that, in my opinion, this is better, that's better. It's that you have a choice. And
pro-choice. Just make the decision. Make informed decisions that are right for you, even in terms of the night nurse or whatever it may be, whatever kind of support you need. Just research and look into what decisions you have in postpartum, what you can do. So many people were like, no way, I had no idea about night nurses or whatever. There's a lot of information out there, and I know it can be overwhelming, but it's just important to educate yourself so you can make, you know, the right decision. And ultimately, when it comes to postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, you can't necessarily like avoid it. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen, but you can make decisions to help you in your journey. And for me, I, you know, if anything, I feel like I struggled with anxiety during the pregnancy. And a lot of people said, you know, if you're anxious now, you're going to be really anxious when the baby gets here, but it's been the opposite. I haven't been anxious at all. It's been lovely since the baby's gotten here. And during the pregnancy was when it was difficult. I had like prepartum anxiety, postpartum. I think I just wasn't prepared of what pregnancy was and what changes were going to happen. And it was just a lot. And I didn't know really what I was in for. Where now I obviously you can't prepare for, you know, this journey, but I just feel like I'm educated and I made the right decisions. And because of that, I'm having a much like more pleasant experience. And thankfully I haven't had any, you know, postpartum anxiety and postpartum depression. And
we spent a lot of, like, I spent a lot of my time being pregnant, honestly, looking online and looking up what the options were. And
I mean, you couldn't drink and smoke or do anything. So we spent a lot of time doing this.
You're bored. No. So yeah, you can't drink, you can't smoke, you can't, I mean, I couldn't exercise because I had a little anxiety that time. Yeah. So, but the thing also that I wanted to say is, I'm just going to say this right now off the bat, that if anybody is listening to this and is planning on sending Jackie or I a message in regards to how they think it's terrible that we're not breastfeeding and breast is best, I say, thank you so much for your opinion. I'm so glad that you made that decision for your child and that breastfeeding worked for you, but I will not be opening any of those DMs, and I will not be allowing myself to engage in any of that kind of commentary, because what I will say is that I am 100% certain that I made the correct decision. It's obvious to myself. It's obvious to the people around me. Yeah. And there is nobody who can tell me otherwise. So I will say that. But what I wanted to kind of say that I was saying before.
And I think also for some of these moms that do reach out, it's not that they're trying to be negative. They're not all Suzannes, you know? I think that some of them just genuinely don't know. Like, I've had messages from moms like, wait, what do you mean? Like, you know, everybody around me tells me I have to breastfeed. Like, what is, like, I didn't know it could affect my mental health. Could it affect? And I'm like, yeah, like, you need to do your research, because ultimately sleep deprivation affects your mental health. And, you know, breastfeeding, it affects your sleep. So even with the formula feeding, like, yes, I'm tired. I'm tired for sure. But like, I'm, because it's not just me, Jordan does one feed in the middle of the night. I do the other feed. I don't know, just for me, I'm able to do that. Maybe, yeah, I could have pumped, but just for me, it's just been a better decision for me, you know?
And the other part of it too, is because Jackie and I have both suffered from anxiety in the past, and a huge outlet for us, like Jackie said. So for her, a huge outlet has been cannabis use, and outlets for me have been, let's say, exercise or just being able to, I've talked before about how I feel like my postpartum has been successful because I've, you know, set up support in place if I need to just go take an hour to take a bath or leaving it a manicure, whatever it is. And, you know, originally I had thought I wanted to breastfeed, but as I started doing the research and I realized, you know, with the type of jobs that Jackie and I have, I just realized that
With work too, eventually when we, you know, obviously we're not really working as much now, but once things get really crazy again, you know, because we're not like breastfeeding, it's, you know, my mom could come over, my mother-in-law could come over, I could run to a meeting, or, you know what I'm saying? It gives me more options.
100%. And like I said before,
one other thing I want to say too, there's other decisions that you could make as well. Like in terms of, you know, a lot of questions that I've been getting asked about is, you know, how much weight did we gain in pregnancy? How much weight did we lose? And we don't know because we chose not to look at the scale. That's another decision that we made. We made that decision in our pregnancies though, just not to know our weight. So that's something else that we decided to do that, you know, would to help, like just to help our mental health, you know? So guys, just, you can make different decisions for yourself to help you in your pregnancy and after your pregnancy.
100%. And what we were talking a little bit about before, just in regards to the breastfeeding, is that, like Jackie said, you know, I really feel as though I made the right decision. And when I looked at all the pros and the cons for breastfeeding and just the pumping and everything, I even like thinking about it and reading about it gave me such bad anxiety, like learning about it and learning what was in just entailed in breastfeeding for me personally. And if they don't latch and this and that, it just made me so, I'm like, oh, what, you know, I would go
yeah,
to my
clogs, ducts and stuff. Yeah.
What, you know, what if she doesn't latch? What if this happens? I was just making myself so crazy that when I personally made the decision to bottle feed, it just was such a game changer in regards to my anxiety. But then, like I said, I have a girlfriend who, like, for her, she wasn't sure. And then as soon as she gave birth, she breastfed and she loved the experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was so incredible for her. And I'm like, she talks to me about it and I'm like, I'm happy for her, but I'm like, I'm almost envious because I'm like, wow, like that sounds incredible. Like, so there really is, like I said, there really is no right or wrong when it comes to breastfeeding. And I just think it's so important, like Jackie was saying, to just be informed and know what your options are and make a decision that works for you. And like Jackie said, again, when it comes to weight, that's another thing that is a huge thing. You know, a lot of girls are really, they really worry about gaining weight and losing weight in postpartum and all that stuff. And ultimately, I chose not to weigh myself. I'm doing everything based on clothes. My doctor would tell me, okay,
yeah, like based on clothes fitting again, like my leggings. Like I put those leggings on. It wasn't about like losing weight. It was about like fitting into something that used to fit me, you know?
100%. And my doctor, I remember when I first went in there, when I first went out, I was pregnant. I was weighed at my first appointment. I hadn't gained any weight at 5 weeks. It's still very early. And I said to my doctor in that appointment, from now on going forward, unless I'm not gaining enough weight or I'm gaining too much weight or something is wrong, please don't tell me what my weight is. So every time I'd go in there, the receptionist, I would look away from the scale. She would take my weight. And then there was 1 month that I think I had lost 1 pound, but apparently it was okay. The doctor had said to me, you lost 1 pound this month, or, you know, in the past like few weeks from your last checkup. So we were mindful of that, but that was the only issue that I had in regards to like the weight gain. And now, you know, I was so excited. Jackie motivated me this week to try on like a pair of Lululemons. I loved how they looked. Do I look a little bit curvy? Yes. Do I know how much I weigh? No. And I'm planning on weighing myself probably like 5-6 months postpartum after I've been working out and I'm feeling good.
Really? Right, I like want to wait till the summer. I have like a pair of jeans. That's like my goal. And once I fit into those jeans, then I'll start talking about maybe weighing myself. But right now I don't want to know how much I weigh, because the number doesn't matter. It's how I look, how I feel, you know?
100%. And I also feel like as a woman, I know a lot of women deal with this. They're so focused on a number. And I've had so many instances in the past where I felt so good and I'm wearing like my tiny jeans, whatever, my little jeans, and I feel amazing. And then 2 days later, I weigh myself and I'm like 2 pounds more than what I thought. And I'm like, oh my God, like that's so, and I'm like, wow, like why, if I wouldn't have weighed myself.
Yeah, like why, who cares?
I'm so happy. And instead I let this extra 2 pounds on the scale. It's so stupid. So I've always been a person who's very anti-scale. And I think if anything in pregnancy, that rule should be applied way more if you're somebody who suffers from any type of anxiety when it comes to body issues, which I know so many women have, and it's so common.
Definitely. Something else I wanted to also address, which I'm sure we're going to get a lot of questions about once everyone, you know, officially knows that we decided to bottle feed, and that is the drying of the milk and what happens to your boobs. And so I asked so many people about it. Yeah. So basically what happened to me, Leanna, and I was talking to a few other people, everybody, you know, obviously.
I'll kind of explain this because I'm the one who kind of explained it to you. And I feel like I kind of.
Yeah. Right.
So pretty much what happens is if you decide not to breastfeed, essentially you still have milk, like in most cases. So your milk will come in and then you're not using it. So your body, you know, a lot of people will say, a lot of my girlfriends are like, what do you mean? If you're not breastfeeding, how did you deal with that? So what happens is that it's essentially supply and demand. So what that means is that, and this is exactly what happened to me. It's textbook. 3 days after I gave birth, my boobs were massive. I looked like a porn star. Crazy. Like my husband. They were so swollen, hard as rocks, super hot. If you touch them, milk just dribbles out. Like there's just, the milk is just, it's like, it wants to come out. It's exploding. Like it's like you'll burst, you know? And so what you do is, I tried everything. And I'm going to tell you what works, ladies, for anybody who is planning on drying up their breast milk. They say cabbage leaves, this, that, there's all these different things. You know what works? I'm going to tell you what works. Okay. It takes 2 to 3 days for the pain to go away. And even now, I think
mine was like 4 days, but I want to say something. I have to add it in. I wore the same sports bra for like 3 days, like literally a tight sports bra. You don't understand. You need that for the pain.
So let me explain what works. So like I was saying, so this is how you dry up your breast milk. So it's supply and demand. So what that means is that as if you have your breast milk and you're planning to breastfeed and your boobs, you're breastfeeding, as you breastfeed your baby and as you give your baby your milk, your supply depletes. So your body recognizes to give you more of a supply. So you're feeding your baby, you have less breast milk, your body makes more breast milk. So, you know, it's supply and demand. So you have less, your body gives you more. Then you give your baby breast milk, there's less in your boobs, your body, it keeps refilling you with more. So these aren't total medical terms, guys, so bear with me, but that's essentially what it is. So if you're not breastfeeding, your body needs to recognize that you're not using the breast milk. And so many people will say, or try cabbage leaves or try expressing a bit in the shower for the pain. Don't do any of that. What you need to do is you need to let your body know that you're not using any of this breast milk. So you want to let your boobs get super engorged. It's fucking painful. You use ice packs. For me, the pain was the worst, like on like the sides of my boobs, like right under my armpit, if that makes sense. And
for me, it was like what happened was it was somewhat painful. It'd be like I had my period, but a little bit like stronger, the pain, you know? God,
way stronger. Are you kidding me?
Sometimes they would like get like, I don't know if they got stronger,
the pain. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, but Liana, with a sports bra on, it wasn't so bad. Maybe because my control, right. I don't know. I just think anything since childbirth is like nothing, but.
Fair. But so what you do is the ice packs. Sorry, let me just get this out. The ice packs, number one. Number two, Sudafed. There is one type of Sudafed. It has to be the one that, like, you have to look into this because it can't be the regular Sudafed, because when you're in recovery from delivering a baby, you're already on a lot of pain medication. And Sudafed can sometimes have, like, Tylenol, Advil in it. So you're already on way, way, way ton of that stuff. So the Sudafed that you have to get has to be just this one specific ingredient. It cannot include the ingredient that is in Tylenol or Advil. So you need to be mindful of this, because if you do, I don't know the consequences. It's not healthy for your body. You're on a massive amount of Tylenol and Advil. So make sure, because I had an issue where my mom went out to get
me. Why? Because you're already on so many meds. Like
you're on so many medication in your recovery. When you leave the hospital, you're on pain medication. The doctor gives you Tylenol and Advil, so you can't take any more than what you're already on. And my mom went and got me the Sudafed, and I was about to take it, and Brandon was like, "Don't touch that! Don't take that!" I was like, "What's wrong?" He's like, "Your mom got you the wrong one. Like that's the one that has." So I would have been taking. I could have like it's like an overdose. Like you can't take. It's only so much Advil and Tylenol you can take, and you're already on a major, major, major amount. So you have to go back to the pharmacy. I think speak to the pharmacist, tell them, or have your husband go for you or a family member, because you're not going to want to leave the house in your first few days postpartum or whatever. You're not going to want to schlep to the store, whatever, and tell them your situation. They need to give you the Sudafed that is just the ingredient that just the one ingredient that you need. It's the Suda, whatever. I don't know, but that's the only ingredient. And then like Jackie said, sports bras. Yeah. I literally put on a sports bra at the hospital, get the tightest sports bra that you own.
Yeah. And like, I tried to take it off. There was one night where I was like, I don't know. I was like, oh, I just, cause it's so tight. I was sleeping. I was like, I just want to take it off. So I took my bra off, and then like all of a sudden I started leaking all over the bed. And I was like, oh God, oh God. I like put it back on. I was like, I'm never taking
it. And the sports bra, because it holds your boobs in place and it's so fitted, it helps. No, it helps the pain, but also again, like you want your body to recognize that, you know, they're huge and they're engorged and you're not expressing anything. So like the shelves at the store are filled with my breast milk. We don't need any more orders of breast milk. Like, you know what I mean? Like we're overstocked. No one's buying my breast milk. We're not restocking this. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the best way to think about it. And the other tip too, is when you take a shower, do not put your nipples or your boobs in hot water, because that stimulates your boobs. And then your boobs think that you're using your milk. That's something else you shouldn't do. So ladies, I gave you the tips. If you're planning on not breastfeeding, ice packs that you change every few hours, tight ass fucking sports bra, sorry. Sudafed, the right Sudafed, not the one with the Tylenol and Advil in it. Make sure you get the right one or it can be very dangerous. And last but not least, what was the other thing? No hot showers. Yeah. No breasts in the shower. I was taking showers with my sports bra for the first like 2-3 weeks. So that is the tip to drying up your breast milk. Anyway, back to what we were saying before, postpartum. So we were talking about the weight stuff. And then the other thing I also wanted to address in regards to postpartum, like Jackie was saying before, is just education. Yeah. You know, you look on Instagram and all you see a lot of like really scary memes. Like I know that in my pregnancy, I was really terrified because I spent a lot of time on social media for work. And when I was pregnant, I would see all these memes that were like moms who looked, you know, really unwell in postpartum, and they would be cartoons. They would like cartoon drawings of these moms. And they talked so much about how scary postpartum is and how hard it can be.
Cartoon drawings of these, what do you mean? Like,
it would be like a mom, like they would like, I don't know how to explain it, but they like, there's like stick figures or like these like cartoons, like they draw them and it's like a mom and it's all these bubbles around her head. And it's like, I'm so depressed. I'm so,
oh, yeah, I've seen that one. I've seen that one. Yeah.
Just like scary memes about postpartum. And like Jackie said before, and I think it's really important to acknowledge that, you know, in a lot of cases you can't control. You can, like, I know people who have had a night nurse who have had support in place and who did bottle feed and they still experienced postpartum and 100%
postpartum anxiety, you mean depression.
And depression, exactly. That's what I meant. And
well, I think I think that something that we just don't talk enough about is everyone talks about postpartum depression. There's so much information out there and propaganda and there's all this stuff, postpartum, but nobody talks about like the 9 months prepartum. Cause I'm not going to lie. Like for me guys, that's when I had a hard time. I had a hard time when I was pregnant and so many people kept saying to me like, well, you better make sure, like if you're anxious now. And I just, for me, it's been the exact opposite. I feel like my anxiety like has been so much better since Carter has been born. I think also a lot of the anxiety came from like the unknown as a first time parent, yes, how you're going to feel. And then once he was born, it was just like, he's here, my baby, where he's here, it's real. I'm like, I don't know, so much of my anxiety just like melted away. Jordan's coming in.
100%.
We're just on a podcast.
Hi, Jor. Tell me say
hi.
So back to what we were saying. Yes, 100%.
We're going to wrap it up soon. Just, babe, give me a few.
Back to what I was saying. Jackie, are you like...
Sorry.
back to what we were saying. Yes, you have to be educated and, you know, it can be really scary in pregnancies. If people tell you, you know, if you're experiencing prepartum anxiety or depression, you can experience in postpartum. Don't listen to what anybody says. It's your journey. It's
well,
your
that's
path.
The thing too. Yeah. And like, just you need to do what works for you. But I just think that there's not a lot of information out there about prepartum anxiety. And I think it's something that needs to be discussed because I'm not struggling postpartum. I struggled prepartum. And that's
for
when
sure.
For me,
but I think,
you know?
Yes. But I think it's important to recognize that Jackie and I aren't saying like, oh, if you educate yourself and if you breastfeed and if you have, you know, a night nurse, you're not going to experience postpartum depression or postpartum anxiety. That's not what we're saying at all. Of course, that's a possibility. You know, we're not educated enough in that field to make any kind of sayings or just to say anything like right. that. But what we are saying is that you do have the option to do your research and to find out what different options are available out there so that you can have a successful and hopefully have a successful postpartum experience. It's not a foolproof thing. It's not a, oh my God, if you don't breastfeed and if you have a night nurse, 100% you're going to be fine. We're not saying that. We're telling you what worked for us. Yeah. And we are two ladies who have suffered from anxiety the past, you know, we have
ladies.
Yeah, we're two little ladies and
who push children out of our vaginas.
And we who are having a successful postpartum experience because of the research that we did during our pregnancies to figure out what options were available to us.
I think that's also why I did have a hard time when I was pregnant because I didn't really know, like, obviously, you know, you learn about pregnancy and stuff. I'm like, my whole life, it wasn't like I just didn't understand. Like, I knew what pregnancy was, but I didn't understand it like I obviously do it now because now I've experienced it. And I just, like, you know, I got pregnant so quickly. So it wasn't like I spent months learning about pregnancy and this and that. I had no idea. I was like, boom, you're pregnant. Here we go. Let's do this. Where now with, like, you know, my postpartum where it's been a little different versus the pregnancies that, like, I don't know, I just feel like I actually looked into this before I had the time. I spent a lot of time during my pregnancy looking at, like, about things postpartum and it just ultimately really helped me, you know?
100%. And like, I will say that going through like this whole thing with you has been amazing, Jack, because it's been great to just talk about our experiences and say what's working, what's not working.
Leanna was like, you need to get Sudafed. You need to do this. Wear your sports bra. Like, I would have had no idea. You know,
oh my God, you know how I figured it out? I went onto an Instagram mom group or a Facebook group that I'm a part of. It's like the Morning Toasters. Whoever's a Morning Toaster who
Mamas.
Listens. Yeah, whoever's a Morning Toaster who listens to our podcast, shout out to you guys. If you don't know what that is, look it up. Look up like Girl With No Job. The Toasters, they're the best. But there's a group for
yeah,
the Toasters.
Mamas.
It's called Toasty Mamas. It's yeah. a Facebook group. And you can pretty much write in anything and they give you amazing advice when it comes to being a mom. And I literally shared a photo like, SOS, help me. I'm not well. My breasts are engorged. I'm dying. What do I do? So all these tips I got from that group and from a few other moms that I know who didn't breastfeed. And there's one more thing I wanted to add that we also keep getting asked about, which is, and now I'm so glad to finally be able to talk about this because I was afraid before to acknowledge it, because if you're breastfeeding, you can't talk about it. Botox, filler. Yes, guys, I went for friggin' Botox and filler 5 days postpartum. I was so excited. I could not wait. I had it booked. Jackie had it booked the week that she delivered, and she kept being like, Liana, what if it's late, then I'm going to have to change my appointment and yada, yada, yada. Like I said before, you have to do what works for you. I have no shame when it comes to filler and Botox. I have done under eye filler.
Also, just a little thing that you could do too, like to make yourself feel better. Like, you know what? I might not be like my ideal like shape right now, but you know what? My forehead is smooth as fuck. And at least I have that going for me because like, you know, everything else, like I'm still working on. You know?
100%. And like, listen, like I said, I get asked all the time. We both get asked, what have you had done? We may as well admit it now. We've admitted it before. I ain't shy about this. I don't care about this. I have had lip fillers. I've had under eye filler and I've had Botox. And we are very blessed to live in a world where we have access to these kinds of procedures to make yourself feel good. And if you want to do it, do it.
Whatever it is, guys, whether it be lash extensions, spray tans, whatever. I think it's important.
Boob job, whatever.
But even as like in postpartum too, like to just like not completely lose yourself, you know, and do the things that make you feel good. And you know what I mean? Mental health is number one. So all the decisions that you make postpartum, just make sure that they're good for your mental health. Bottom line.
100%. And like, listen, no. Jack, like,
and even like, in terms of healthy eating, like with the Prove It Challenge and Shackley stuff too, Liana, like,
maybe we should address that way for people who don't know what the Prove It Challenge is. So Jackie and I, are really committed to like getting back to like our really healthy, our healthiest selves outside and inside. Yes, physically, we want to, you know, feel really amazing. And I want to be in, I thought I was in the best shape before pregnancy, but I don't know. I want to be an even healthier, better version postpartum. I love my body even more.
It's like the new best version. Like, you know what I mean? Like my body now is a bit different. My hips are wider. Like I have more hourglass like of a shape. So it's like figuring out my new best body now. You know what I mean?
100%. I mean, to be honest, I saw you last week. Jackie and I reunited last week for the first time with our babies. It was beautiful. We have all the photos on Instagram. I have a highlight reel called Carter and Capri if you want to see that. And I saw Jackie and I was like, you look amazing. And she was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, no, I think you look really great because I'm not used to seeing you with like, you know, a little bit of a slight curve to you. And I will say, I think you look freaking phenomenal. And I want us to, you know, I know Jordan is like, he loves the way that you look. And Brandon also is like, I think you look amazing. So I want to maintain a curvier shape, but also be, you know, I want to get like more of like my muscle tone back and be more fit and all that stuff. But, you know, I know that I feel like looking back now, even on pictures and stuff, I'm like, yeah, I looked great before I gave birth, but I wouldn't mind an extra couple of pounds and being a little bit curvier with that tone.
I'm like I looked good, but like now I'm a mom, I'm like a woman. So like, I want to have, I know I look like a little girl. I can't explain it. Like now I feel like I look more like a woman and I could still be fit and still be toned, but I just don't have to be like as small, you know?
It's skinny. 100%. It's 100%.
And that's also why I really like the Prove It Challenge from Shackley. And it's not necessarily about like dieting and things like that. It's just about putting healthy things into your body. And guys, I will also say part of the Prove It Challenge is the strip. Liana and I have talked about this and like, I just feel like I have to plug this one more time because I've spoken to so many moms who don't know even what options they have in regards to, this is another thing, Liana, in regards to prenatals. I remember going to the doctor and he was like giving me, what's it called? That other one. I don't know if it was the Centrum one or one of them that just had tons of sugar. And he was like, why are you taking this? Didn't end up being my OBG, but someone in the office was asking me, I don't know if it was the receptionist or I don't remember exactly, but they were trying to push like one of their prenatals on me. And I was like, no, I'm good. Like me and Liana made, we did a lot of research and made the decision to go on the Shackley prenatals.
It's not a prenatal. It's a vitamin strip.
Yeah, right. But it's also really good as a prenatal. And
it supports prenatal. It supports prenatal. And
it has all the things that you would need to have in a prenatal, vitamin, folic acid, all those things, but a million other things, you know, iron, things like that. And I think it's like, I'm really happy with it. I feel like I just need to say this because I want to make sure that, you know, all you moms listening have the information, you know, educate yourself, look into your options. And even when it comes to prenatal vitamins and this prenatal in particular, I only went on this prenatal to grow my hair long. And then I ended, because your hair grew so much, Liana, when you went on it. And then I ended up getting pregnant and it was one of the best decisions I ever made because the prenatal has been amazing. Like that strip, I'm taking it for the rest.
That's amazing. And that's another thing. So with the Prove It Challenge, it's a shake in the morning. It's followed by healthy eating. If you have any questions, you guys can reach out to us about it. We can provide more information. You can send us a DM on Instagram, but a huge part also of postpartum and what I'm really learning and getting educated on is proper nutrition. So the proper vitamins and a lot of women who they lack, let's say vitamin D or I don't know, certain different, I'm not like just certain different vitamins in their diets. This Prove a Challenge incorporates a lot of, there's a, like a whole a vitamin part of it with like a liver DTX pill and the whole vitamin strip that Jackie's talking about, which is what we used in for our, like, you know, what we took as a prenatal and a few other things that come in like the box when you order the Prove a Challenge. And what I've learned is that a lot of these vitamins actually help combat anxiety and depression. So it's interesting to know that, you know, another thing that may be really helping us and why we're doing, like we're having such great and successful postpartums, I also believe it's because of the vitamins that we're taking.
Yeah, and we're well nourished. Yeah.
100%. Because I think, you know, I think that when you have lack of sleep and you're not eating properly and, you know, all those different things, that can all definitely lead to anxiety and all that stuff. So I think it's really important to like, just to do your research, like Jackie said, and we both decided, I decided like 4 months into my pregnancy that I'd be doing the Prove It Challenge in my postpartum, not just to lose weight or whatever, because I feel like I'm not even that far off from my goal weight right now, really just to be healthy and to make sure that I'm doing everything I can for myself to have a successful postpartum.
Yeah, I completely agree. Anyway, I just want to wrap it up. And I just want to say one last thing is that, you know, I think our main message now, Leanna, it's been so nice to connect with so many of you moms out there, but really is just like, don't shame other moms for breastfeeding, for not breast, whatever it is. Everyone does what's good for them. I'm sure I'm even going to get some comments about the cannabis too. And I just think like, ultimately, you know, people don't know, you know, everybody's different. We're all wired differently. And we all need to do, you know, what's good for us. And you shouldn't shame other moms or judge other moms. You don't know how they feel or what situation they're in or financially or whatever, their mental health, whatever it may be. And all we can do is support each other. Being a mom is hard enough, even though it's the best thing ever. It's also the hardest thing ever. And you just really need to support other moms. Don't shame other moms. And yeah, I just want to like give a shout out to all you amazing mamas that follow us, that we speak to every single day, that have joined in this, you know, really cool conversation that we're having online about motherhood. So thank you guys so
absolutely
much.
Yes. And before we tap off, great point there, Jack, but before we go, I just want to also say,
thank you, Leanna. Thank you.
I know that was so formal, eh? But I will say one more thing. I will say is, I just want to say for anybody out there listening, because when I first got pregnant, like I said before, I thought I was going to breastfeed, and we went back and forth. I wasn't educated. So
yeah,
for anybody listening who maybe isn't so educated and who does think breast is best and whatever, to us, we think fed is best. And some of you still may think breast is best, and that's fine. And if you believe that, to each their own, and you're going to breastfeed, all the power to you. But like I said before, we will not be tolerating or dealing with any DMs or any negativity in regards to this. We already know that by sharing this podcast, we're opening up a major...
Yeah, so many people have said that to me. They're like, are you sure you want to just like admit that you're going to get negativity? I'm like, you know what? You know, I mean...
You know what? We've dealt with worse. And let me say something. I'm not doing this because I'm not happy that we're going to be getting negative messages. I know that we will be, but I'm doing this for all the moms out there who... Yeah. Are bottle feeding or who maybe, you know, have their child sleep here or whatever. I'm doing this for the moms who don't want to be judged, whatever your decisions are in your postpartum experience or as a mother. And for anybody listening who does think breast is best, that is fabulous. And if that's what works for you, that's what works for you. And I think that's incredible. But I just really hope that you know not to judge others for their decisions.
Exactly. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to our postpartum update. We cannot wait to continue the conversation with you guys on Instagram. So thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.